Lord, thank you that we can be together.
主，谢谢你让我们有机会聚在一起。
And we say thank you for your word, Lord.
我们谢谢你，真的是谢谢你赐给我们的话语。
Your word is good.
你的话语是良善的。
And it's true.
是真实的。
So Lord, I pray you bless our time together today.
我向你祈求来祝福我们以下的时间。
And would you give us what we need?
赐给我们所需用的。
I pray in Jesus' name.
这样奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, one cool thing about God is He loves every part of us.
神的伟大就是他喜爱我们的全人。
And He wants us to love Him with every part of us.
那他同样的也希望我们呢，也是全力的尽我们的全
人
爱他。
With our heart,
用尽心。
You can leave that on because I'm gonna.
等一下用。
We're gonna, yeah, because we're gonna do something here in just a second. With our soul, with our strength, and with our mind.
尽力、尽心、尽心、尽力来爱他。
So, and we listen to God with our heart, our soul, our strength, and our mind.
我们也是用我们的心、用我们的魂、用我们的全力来聆听神的话语。
And some of us have strength in one part, and some of us have strength in another part.
You mean people?
We are strong sometimes in our spirit. Some people are very strong in their intellect.
所以我们有一些人呢，里面的理呢是特别的刚强。
But God has given the spirit; He's also given the intellect, right?
有一些人呢，在他的心智上面呢是特别的聪明。
So when you read the Bible, you got to have the spirit to help you to understand if you're intellectual.
所以我们的确呢需要有我们的灵来帮助我们的心思来明白神。
Otherwise, these words are just words on paper, right?
要不然圣经就好像其他的书一样，就是白纸黑字。
I mean, they're just paper and ink.
他们就是白纸黑字。
But when the Spirit of God breathes life in them, they become powerful.
但是当圣灵将神的话真的是带出那个生命的时候，这就是神的话。
But the opposite is true as well.
但是另一方面。
When I read the Bible, I don't throw my brain out the window.
我读圣经的时候也是用我的心思。
I have to think about what I'm reading.
我必须来思想我。
So there's a place for both of them.
在读什么？所以同样的，这也是一个很重要的方式。
And I was reading a story.
我。
A study actually. I was reading a study recently.
我最近在读。
It's talking about cell phone usage.
是关于呢我们的手机的用法。
And how annoying cell phones can be in public sometimes.
就是手机呢，有时在公共的场合呢，是会让人就是觉得很受打搅的。
And that's because you're only hearing half of a conversation.
那是因为呢，你只听到呢，就是单方面一部分的一个对话。
And that's important for what I want to tell you today. Whenever we read the Bible, sometimes we're just reading half of a conversation.
就是我想就是这个就是让大家知道，就是我们在读圣经的时候也会碰到这样的情形。我们只知道一部分的信息。
Especially if I come to a letter like Philippians.
特别是我们来到腓立比书的时候。
It's half the conversation.
这是就一半的对话。
So we're going to have to use our brains.
所以我们必须要用我们的心思。
To think about what is the other half of the conversation.
那另外一半的对话是什么？
Now, usually when you hear half a conversation, you have to predict.
一般来说，你如果只听到一部分的对话，你必须要去猜测它。
And you have to use your metacognitive skills.
你必须来心思里面来思想。
You have to use the knowledge that you have.
你必须用你以前所有的知识
，and combine that with the information that you're receiving，
然后与你所领受的信息连接在一起。
And it can help you infer something that you wouldn't otherwise know。
来帮助你呢，来推论就是你没有听到的这个。
So that's why cell phones are. The study was saying cell phones are so annoying because you can't typically just do what you're doing. You stop and you think about what the person is saying because you can't hear the whole conversation.
所以呢。一般在公共场合的话，你只能听到一半的对话，另外一半的对话呢，你只能去猜测。
They had people doing some puzzles on paper, and then they had some other people come in and start carrying on a conversation.
所以他们有些人呢，就让他们写下来，就是你猜想 就是另外一半的对话是什么。
And they were talking about something about maybe going to the store or doing this or that or school or something.
所以每一个人写下来的话都有一个不同的预测，就是有可能去商店。
Now, that didn't disturb the people in the study too much because they heard both sides and it didn't annoy them.
但是呢，对于已经知道就是前前后后两方面对话的人，
they took the other control group with the same puzzles, another group of people with the same puzzles.
他们就是去聚集呢一部分的人，只知道这一部分，然后要去来猜测另外一部分。
And instead of having two people carry on a conversation,
没有让这两个人直接对话。
They had one person talking on a cell phone.
他们让其中一个人在讲话。
Now that really annoyed the people trying to work, because they only heard half of the conversation and they had to try to figure out what the other half was, then they couldn't concentrate on their work.
那就是让其中另外一个人呢觉得非常的受打搅，因为他只能听到一部分的对话，不晓得全部的对话。
Anyway, I had this little video I wanted to show you guys. It's sort of making fun of this situation here. When you're talking on the phone and listening to someone, it can get confusing sometimes, and it's poking some fun at that. Go ahead and play that.
我们现在就给大家放
一
段 YouTube.
We'll just do a little bit of this. I'm not going to do the whole thing here.
手机的对话。
Have to turn up the volume here. It's not going to work without the volume. Let's see here. Where's the volume on the?
If I was talking to the guy, he's talking about me.
How many of y'all have seen this? Just curious.
Yeah.
He told me where it was, and I went up there, and they're like, it looked really nice, too.
It did? Good. Good. I was hoping it would look good.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get the free food and whatnot.
Yeah. It's great to get the free food.
Are you answering what I'm saying?
No. I'm on the phone with somebody. Sorry. I don't mean to be rude.
Okay. What was that?
I just said I was on the phone with somebody.
Oh, no.
The guy next to me asked me if I was talking.The guy, he's talking about me on the phone or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's weird. Yeah, no, we're getting on pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you.
Yeah, me too.
Do you know what Terminal Spirit arrives in?
Yeah, I think it arrives in like Terminal 3.
Okay, so you could just text me which terminal it is?
Great, yeah, I'll text you later if you didn't believe me. I'll double check and...I'll just text you.
No, maybe it'll be okay. I'll just look when I get there.
Yeah, you can just look it up when you get there. That's probably a better idea.
How late is your flight delay?
It's like 20 minutes late, I think. I think it's probably going to be about 20 minutes.
Is that your sister with you?
No, I don't have a sister. Why do you ask?
I like answering the same question.
I'm sorry?
I feel like you're answering my question.
No, I'm talking to somebody. It's my friend.
I'm at the airport.
Yeah, me too. I'm sitting here at the airport, just waiting to get on the flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I got a B plus on that.
Oh, a B plus. That's good. Congratulations. That is not bad. You know what? Reception's kind of bad over here. I'm going to move over. Oh, it's better here.
That's probably enough for now. You get the idea. Anyway, so this guy's poking fun at hearing a conversation, and he's playing with someone, of course.So this person is making up the second half of the conversation, right? But really, our minds are doing this when we hear a cell phone conversation. So what does that have to do about church? Well, when we read the Word of God, sometimes it's like listening to a cell phone conversation. And we have to use our minds to think about what's being said. Now, last time I was with you, I looked at some of the historical background to the letter of Philippians. And we talked about some of the situations there. We talked about how Paul was called to go preach there by God. But he got there, and people didn't like Jews, and they didn't like him. And Paul ended up getting thrown in jail. And he didn't stay there too long because, like I said, they didn't like him too much, and he got thrown in jail, right? So he leaves Dr. Luke behind. Because Dr. Luke was a Gentile, he was a Greek fella, he was not a Jew, and so he could stay that in that situation without causing problems. So that gives us a little bit of background of that church. It's a new church in Philippi. It's a big city. But there are some problems with ethnic groups not getting along. And it sort of sets the stage for what's happening in this letter here. Now, usually when people pick up the book of Philippians, they say it's the book of joy. It's the letter of joy. And maybe you've heard that. Because if you look in that letter, the word joy or rejoice comes up like 18 times. But let's go back to the phone call thing. Let's pretend like I'm Paul writing a letter here. And here's what you hear me say.
现在你听到我说了。
Oh, hey guys, how are you doing?
你们好吗?
Hope everybody's all right.
你们都好吗?
Oh, don't worry about me, I'm okay.
你不用为我担心, 我很好的。
Oh, no, don't worry.
别担心。
No, really, it's okay.
凡事都很好。
No, really, things have worked out better because of what happened to me.
事情呢，其实呢是更好的。
So how does it sound so far? Does it sound like the Philippians are happy and trouble-free?
就说到了菲利比的当时的情形是很好，没有一点的麻烦吗？
Let's use our thinking skills here. If I'm saying something like, don't worry about me, no, really, everything's okay.
如果我说不用为我担心，这里一切事情都很顺利。
What does that tell you they're thinking about?
你会怎么想？
Yeah, they're a little bit worried about him, huh? They're worried about Paul.
他们是在为保罗担心。
So he says, don't worry about me.
所以呢，保罗会说，哦，你们不必为我担心。
And by the way, you guys need to be one here. Be one, get along.
哦，你们众人应该呢彼此合一。
Hey, and remember, you know, Christ was humble. And so y'all need to work out this problem here.
因为基督呢自己呢是谦卑的人，所以呢我们都应当学习基督的样式。
And I don't want you to worry about Epaphroditus.
你们也不需要担心。
I know you thought he was dying. You thought he was dying.
Well, let me check the name. 你们不需要担心以巴弗。
Chapter 2, verse 25.
Okay.
Anyway, don't worry about him.
你不用担心以巴弗提。
No, don't worry about him at all. No, he's fine. He got better.
以巴弗提，你们不用为他担心，他是越来越好。
You thought he was dying?
你想要他是不是要死了呢？
Yeah, well, he's better now. It's okay. No worries there.
不用担心，他没有死，他越来越好了。
Oh, yeah. Well, those guys that are trying to teach you that stuff, those are bad guys.
有一些人想要教导你们。
No, don't listen to those guys.
有一些人想要教导你们其他的事，不要听他们的教导。
Those are bad people. What they're trying to teach you, it's not right.
他们并不是良善的人，他们所教导的不是一个好的教导。
Oh, and by the way, I want you to talk to these two sisters. They're not getting along.
我现在要告诉你们，就是
Tell them they gotta stop arguing.
关于这两个女人，就是有阿爹跟寻都基，就是要这两个女人呢，她们能够相好。
Oh, and guys, don't worry.
你们不要担心。
Be happy.
你们要常常喜乐。
No, 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 don't worry. Don't worry about anything. Just be happy.
一无挂虑，只要喜乐。
God's gonna work it out all right.
神会那一切的事都有一个好的结局。
Okay, I'll stop there. I'll spare you any more of that.
Okay.
But you get the idea.
我就停在这里，你就可以有一些的概念，就是我现在要跟你们讲的。
I've sort of gone through some of the things going on in this letter.
我现在我刚才所说的就是告诉大家这一本书信。
They're worried about Paul being in prison.
不要担心就是保罗在
菲律宾监狱。They're worried about one of their friends who almost died.
还有保罗的同工以巴弗提几乎要死。
They're having some troubles getting along with each other.
还有彼此之间有相处的难处。
Yeah, we're talking about in church all this stuff too, right?
也说到在教会里面发生的一些事情。
And we're talking about some people who are teaching some bad things.
我们也说到有一些人有一个不好，有一些不好的教导。
And we're talking about them just being worried and upset.
还有就是有一些人就是觉得他很灰心失望。
Now, it's the human nature that if we come into an assembly, there are going to be issues going on there.
你知道，就是当我们虽然是得救的儿女，我们一起来到教会呢，会有一些。会有一些我们平常会遇见的情形。
I mean, Jesus said, "You're going to have problems, right?"
耶稣说了，我们在这世上是有苦难，是会有问题。
No, that's only half of what he said. He said, "You're going to have problems, but I in the world, but I have overcome the world."
这只是一部分。主耶稣说呢，我已经胜了世界。
So, in any situation we come together like we are today, there will be people who have issues going on in their life.
我们每一个人在这里聚在一起，在我们生命当中，每一个人都会经历的一些事情。
Maybe you're sort of like them, and that maybe you're worrying about a family member who's sick.
可能你担心有一些的家人生病。
Or maybe there's a job situation.
可能有一些关于工作上的难处。
Or maybe there's somebody in the church that you know you had a misunderstanding with.
或许在教会当中彼此之间有一些的误解。
Or maybe you're struggling at home.
可能在 家庭当中有一些难处在。
But it's our nature that there are things that come against us.
我们遇到这件事情都是很自然的。
But in just a few minutes, I'm giving you a brief overview. There are two reminders.
但是我等一下会告诉大家，很简单的有两个很重要的提醒。
Two commands.
两个很重要的命令。
And two promises.
还有两个很重要的应许。
Two reminders,
两个重要的提醒
two commands,
两个命令
and two promises,
两个应许
So here's the first reminder.
好，第一个要提醒的是
And I'm giving you an overview of Philippians so you can go back and read it later, basically. But the first reminder that Paul is going to give,
就是在这个简介的里面，保罗第一个要提醒我们的是
is that God can bring good things out of bad things.
神能够让我们以为不好的事情成为一件好的事情。
When we read this letter and we listen to what Paul says, we know they were worried about him.
当我们读腓立比书的时候，我们知道收信的人他们事实上很担心。
Because Paul was in jail.
因为当时保罗在罗马的监狱。
Now I got a phone call the other night that my friend had been in an accident.
前天晚上我接到一个电话，就是我的朋友他有一个突发的事件。
And I went to meet him at the hospital.
我必须到医院跟他碰面。
But can you imagine getting a phone call that someone you love and respect has been thrown into jail?
你可以想象到，就是说你所喜爱、你所关心的人，
like,
被下到监狱里面的时候，你会怎么样？你当然很担心。
Now my friend is fine, by the way.
我的朋友是
But I can just want you to imagine a little bit how you might feel startled at that news.
我就是要你稍微想象一下，当你知道这件事的时候，你会怎么样惊讶，怎么样反应
？But here is the reminder: is that God can bring good things out of bad things.
神能够让我们以为不好的事情有一个好的发展。
Paul says, what happened to me, and that's chapter 1, verse 12, what happened to me has really served to advance the gospel.
但是保罗说发生在我身上的事呢是让福音更大的被更广的被传递。
So basically, God can bring good things out of bad things.
所以很明显的神能够让所谓不好的事情呢成为一个好的结局。
Does that mean God wants bad things to happen?
这难道是说神愿意不好的事情发生吗
No. Does that mean God wanted Paul in jail?
这难道是说神是任意、
no.
神是故意让保罗下到监狱
Does that mean God wanted my friend to be in an accident?
或者说神愿意我的朋友就是这样子有一个意外事件吗
No.
不是的
What this means is that God can take that situation that happened and bring some good out of it.
而是说在这样一个不好的事情里面的时候因着神的介入可以成为有可以有一个好的结局
He says these chains, the chains that held him,
他说这一些的锁链是帮助了保罗
have helped the gospel.
让福音能够更加的兴旺
So all of us have chains, right?
这一切都是在一些捆锁之中
All of us have problems.
是有难处的
But he says God can do something good with that.
但虽然如此神能够让他有一个翻转有一个好的结局
Romans 8:28.
罗马书第八章二十八节
All things work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to His purpose.
他所召的人就是按他旨意被召的人
Yeah, so God can bring good things. That's one reminder. Another reminder is we have to be humble and trust God.
第二个提醒就是我们在神的面前，我们必须谦卑。
In chapter 2,
我们必须信靠神。
He's writing to encourage these people that are down and upset and having their own issues. And he says them, be humble like Christ.
他是就是来劝勉，就是当我们好像在心情不好的时候、难处的时候，他说我们在神面前要谦卑下来。
Christ lived in heaven, but he emptied himself of being God to come and help us.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己。
But because he emptied himself,
他因着他的虚己。
And did what God wanted him to do.
他成就了神要他所成就的事。
God exalted him to the name that is higher than every other name.
神将他升为至高，赐给他在超乎万民之上的名。
And every knee will bow before him.
叫万膝都向他跪拜。
And he goes on and talks about our need to be humble and trust God.
他又告诉我们需要在神面前谦卑。能够在神的面前。
Even in chapter 3, he talks about, you know, it's easy to put your trust in things that you've done. It's easy to trust in your accomplishments.
我们很容易就是信靠我们自己的成就。
Or in your possessions.
或是你的地位。
Or in your friendships.
或是我们的友谊。
What is it that you spend your time complimenting? What do you compliment?
你到底称赞的是什么？你在称许的是什么
？What is it that you say? Wow, that is so cool. What do you spend your time thinking about in that way?
就是说，当你觉得说啊，这件事情真好的时候，你到底是在想什么
？Many times that will give you a clue as to what you are trusting.
我们到底在信靠的是什么
？If you are talking about education.Education is a great thing.
我们就以领受教育来说，受教育是一件好事。
But it's not as great as some other things. There's something that's greater than education.
但是还有比受教育更重要、更大的事情。
If you think about money in terms of how wonderful it is.
如果你觉得财富能够带来很多美好的事
I've got to tell you, money is a good thing.
钱财并不是不好的事
And if I had to choose between having money and not having money, you better believe I would choose to have money.
要你选择有没有钱财你当然会选择有钱财
But there's something even more important than that.
可是一定有比钱财更重要的事
Friendships are great.
友谊也是一件很重要的事
But there's something more important than friendships.
还有比友谊更重要的是
It's great to receive love and status.
能够领受爱更是一件蒙福的事情。
But there's something even more important than that.
可是还有比这更重要的事。
And Paul says everything he accomplished.
就是保罗说，就着他所成就的每一件事情。
Compared to knowing Christ.
与基督来相比的时候。
He says it's worthless.
他说这就没有什么可以比较的了。
Now that's important. We say compared to Christ because those things do have worth.
就是说。保罗所成就的是并不是没有价值，但重要的是这句话，就是与基督相比较的话。
But knowing Christ is so much greater than everything else.
认识基督比这些事情是更重要的。
So that's what he's talking about in chapter 3.
这个是保罗在第三章里面所说的。
Well, there's two commands that he gives us.
好，所以现在要讲到两个命令。
And I'm going to fly through this.He says, number one, he says, rejoice.
好，第一个命令就是要常常喜乐。
I think we've heard that verse many times. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice.
在主里面要常常喜乐，常常喜乐。
Well, that's like a command, but isn't that a strange command?
这是一个好像很奇怪的一个命令，是不是呢？
I mean, how can you just like be happy, right?
你怎么可以就是这样子很喜乐呢？
I mean, if he's sad and I just say, be happy, does that make him be happy? Can he just be happy?
如果你碰到一个忧愁的人，你说，哦，你要喜乐，难道他就会喜乐了吗？
But yet he does give that as a command. He says, rejoice in the Lord.
但是保罗的确给了我们这一个命令，就是在主里面要常常喜乐。
Well, he tells us how to do it.
他告诉我们怎么样。在主里常常喜乐。
He doesn't just say to do it, but he tells us how to do it.
他不仅告诉说你要这样做，他也告诉我们怎么做。
He says, if you want to rejoice in the Lord, here's how you do it.
保罗告诉我们怎么样才可以在主里面常常喜乐。
Don't worry about anything.
他说第一个要一无挂虑。
But pray about everything.
在凡事上祷告。
With thanksgiving.
带着感谢的心。
Now, he doesn't say pray about everything with complaining.
他并没有说呢，在一个发愿者的光景里面来祷告。
Pray about everything with feeling sorry for yourself.
或者是带了一个懊悔的心在那里在那里祷告。
Pray about everything with thanksgiving.
他是说带着一个感谢的心凡事祷告。
Now we have so many things to be thankful for.
那我们有许许多多的事是可以感恩的。
You know.My time living overseas really helped me to be appreciative of the good things that I have.
你知道，就是当我在海外的这些年的经验呢，会帮助我，就是现在跟大家在信息上面的分享。
I don't know if Bethany and Rachel can remember it.
我不晓得 Rachel 跟 Bethany 是不是还记得。
But there were times when we lived in Sotik in Kenya, when we turn on the water faucet and no water would come out. Water did not come out.
我们在肯雅的时候，我们住那地方，你把水龙头打开，水没有滴下来。
That's a problem.
那是一个问题，对不对
？That's a problem.
那是生活上遇见的问题。
There were times we lived without electricity.
我们也曾经住在一种环境里面是没有电。
That's a little problem.
没有电的一个生活环境，那也是。
But when you turn on the faucet and no water comes out, that's a big problem.
当你打开水龙头没有水的时候，那个是大问题。
Then that means you get to carry water to your house.
那你就必须到外面去取水。
Why am I saying that?
我为什么要跟大家分享这些
？Around us every day, we have thousands and hundreds of thousands of little blessings that come to us, and sometimes we don't see them.
就说在我们生活中有许许多多千千百百的小事是神祝福人，我们却没有注意到。
Man, when I get up in the morning time to shave, I turn on that water. It's like, yes, water's coming out. Thank you, Lord. Woo, this is awesome.
你会不会早上起来打开水龙口的时候，水出来的时候，
你会说
感谢神，谢谢主，我们有水。
It's not much fun to shave in the river, you know. I just skip it, in fact, probably. Oh, it's hot water. That's even better. Thank you, Lord.
甚至你马上就有热水，你会说哦，神啊，感谢你。
And you know, I could go on and on and on. We drove here on a paved road.
你看 我可以讲很多的事，对不对？我们今天是开着，我们今天是在高速公路上来的。
We didn't have any flat tires, thank you, Lord.
感谢神，我们没有爆胎。
Came straight here.
我们没有，我们很顺利的来到这里。
Nobody stopped me and asked me for a bribe.
What bribe?
Yeah, for a bribe. Okay. I mean, some places I've lived, policemen would stop you and ask you for a bribe.
我们没有被停下来，然后好像警察要跟我们要钱。
Well, I'm just saying, there are usually thousands of blessings around us. But how often do we stop and give thanks?
就是说，在我们生活中，实在是有许许多多的小事，是我们可以感谢神，我们却忘了感恩。
Too often, we forget to give thanks.
太常发生的事，就是我们没有感谢。
But that is going to cause us to rejoice if we will pray about everything with thanks. Okay?
所以我们凡是带着感谢的心来祷告，就能够在主里面常常喜乐。
So we'll hang out there another day, but that's a big one. The second command is think about the good things.
第二个命令就是要思念良善的事。
And if you give thanks, you're going to be thinking about the good things, right?
如果你感恩，当然就会想到好的事情。
Now, it's going to be very hard to be depressed.
你就很难有忧郁症。
If you are focusing on all your blessings,
如果你专注在神给你的祝福，
you know it has to do with your perspective on life.
你必须对于你的生命跟生活有一个对的一个看法。
If you focus on something,
如果你注意，你专注一件事，
can I just say you're going to move toward it?
你就会往那一个你所专注的事呢？
When you're running a race, what happens if you look back?
当你往前跑，你如果向后看，你会怎么样？
You're going to go on the other lane.
你就会岔出去。
If you are driving down the road, what will happen if you look in the back seat?
如果你开车，你如果向后座看一看，会怎么样？
Terrible accidents have happened. I remember in Sikeston, Missouri, a father lost his life and his children's lives because he turned around to look at the kids and swerved into the other lane and they lost their lives.
就是有一位父亲在开车的时候，就是因为向后看他在后座的孩子，结果他车子呢撞到另外一个对方的车道，车子相撞，他还有他孩子都丧命。
But you know, I see people every day of my life.Who are walking dead people?
我发现常常在我认识人当中呢，每一个人就好像一个行走的一个尸体一样，他们就是很忧愁。
They're depressed.
他们就是很忧郁。
And they will tell you about all their problems.
他们跟你讲的都是他们生活中的问题。
If you ask them how they are doing,
你有问他们说，哎，你最近怎么样？
2 hours later, you will have found out. It'll take them a while to tell you.
他会一直源源不断地告诉你。
Now, there are times when we can share our problems.
我们的确是可以来分享
我们生活中
的难处。But is that
what our focus is? Paul tells us in Philippians 4, whatever is true.
在腓立比第四章的时候，他告诉我们要思念什么呢？要思念那个真实的。
Whatever is noble,
要思念那可敬。
Whatever is right,
要思念可义公义的。
Whatever is lovely,
清洁的，可爱的。
Whatever is admirable,
有美名的。
If anything is excellent or praiseworthy,
有什么德行，有什么称赞。
Think about such things.
这些事你们都要思念。
Can I just say, if you spend very much time at all on the TV, you are not going to be a real happy person.
如果你一直盯着电视看的时候，你不会成为一个快乐的。
There, I just said it. The TV is going to cause you to focus on the negative things.
你注意一下，电视的节目会让你呢是专注在呢负面的事上。
And the more you watch.Things that pump negative things into you, the more difficult it's going to be for you to be happy.
你越是花时间看电视，负面的东西越多进到你的心思里面，你就是更难成为一个快乐的人。
Can I suggest if you're struggling with rejoicing, maybe you're getting too many negative messages?
如果你不觉得你是在主里面常常喜乐，就是因为有太多负面的东西进到你的心思里面，进到你的生活里面。
The very best thing we can focus on.
我们应该专注的是。
If we are struggling with life.
如果我们在生活中有一些的挣扎。
Is going to be the holy and true word of God. It's going to be the word of God.
The struggling with.
If we are struggling with life, we should focus on God's word.
如果我们真的是在你现在如果是在一些挣扎当中
if we set that as our sight and we move toward it,
我们应该专注在神的话语里面
and we talk about how great God is,
因为我们知道我们的神是伟大的神
and we think about how good he is,
我们知道他是一个良善的神
if we remember the promises of God, there's two promises that's going to go with these two commands.
因着这两个命令会带进两个伟大的应许
If we rejoice in the Lord, if we always rejoice in Him, and we pray about everything with thanks, and if we set our hearts on the good things, we got two promises. Now, this is good, guys. We got something we know will happen. How many of y'all have ever heard a little kid say, you promised?
This is
something God promised for us here, okay? There's two things, and they're very similar. Philippians 4, verse 7. He says, don't worry about anything. But in everything, in every situation, with prayer and thanks, or let me find it here, getting my versions mixed up. He says, but by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Now here's the promise. And the peace of God, which goes way past all of our understanding. It will guard your hearts and your mind
in Christ Jesus. 会在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
You know, when I was in high school, I took martial arts.
Really?
Mm-hmm, I did.
This
is not just a preacher story, this is true. These hands are registered. No, I'm joking about that. But I used to take...
Chinese martial art?
Yeah, actually, it was a style similar to Wing Chun. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that. It was Jeet Kune Do, it was...
Jun
Fan.
Okay.
Anyway.
In high school, you know, I learned some Chinese martial art.
And my teacher was... He was amazing. He was a tough guy.
我的那个老师呢，他真的是很。
I was just a scrawny shrimp, but he was a tough guy, right?
他是一个真的很硬汉。
And I felt safe whenever I was going places with him.
就是我只要跟着他跟他在一起的时候，我就觉得。
And we could walk right through the very worst part of town.
我跟他我们可以经过呢就是在我们那个城市里面的治安很糟糕的部分
because I had my friend there to guard me, right?
因为有他在我身边我知道他会保护我
Well, let me tell you, if you will do what this verse says, you will have the peace of God to guard you.
如果我们照着神所教导我们我们就会有神所赐我们的平安
And if you build yourself up like this,You will be able to go through the difficult situations, and the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That's a promise.
就是在你经过难处的时候，会有神的平安保守我们的心怀。
I want to sign up for that. You all want that? Is that something you want to sign up for?
你愿意有这样子的情形吗？
You want the peace of God to guard your mind?
你愿意神的平安来保守你的心怀？
You ever wake up too early in the morning and you need the peace of God to guard your mind?
你一早醒来的时候，那么早醒来，你是不是有神的平安来保守你的心？
Do you ever have a strange conversation with somebody and you start thinking about it and you need the peace of God to guard your mind?
你跟人有一个很奇怪的对话，你那时候需要有神的平安来保守你的心。
I'm telling you, this is how we do it. We don't worry about it. We pray with thanksgiving and we rejoice in the Lord.
神的命令就是说一无挂虑
so,
凡事带着感谢的心祷告祈求
The first promise is the peace of God The second promise Oh, I like this one This is a good one, y'all ready?
第二个应许是
What's the first promise?
第一个应许就是神所赐的出人意外
的平安 Let's say it together, the peace of God What's the first promise?
神所赐出人意外的平安
Well, the second promise Chapter 4, verse 8 is The God of peace. Isn't that cool?
第二个应许就是说神的平安，就是平安的神。
Because he says, if we think about the good things,
如果我们思念那些良善的事。
Chapter 4, verse 9 says, the God of peace will be with you.
第九节就是说平安的神就必与我们同在。
So what's the first promise?
第一个应许是。
Say it for me.The first promise is the peace of God
必保守我们的心怀意念。
And the second promise is
第二个应许是
the God of peace
平安的神与我们同在。
So isn't that cool?
这不是很美好的事吗？
And we have a God who wants to be with us.
我们的神乐于与我们同在。
In fact, in Isaiah, Jesus was prophesied as the wonderful counselor.
在以赛亚书预言到耶稣呢，说他是
the mighty God,
奇妙测试
everlasting Father,
永在的父
the Prince of Peace,
平安的神
He's with us. Guys, we have some great promises. We have some great promises. We can have peace, and we can have the God of Peace with us.
永在的父，平安的神，平安的君。
Let's pray, and then we're going to be finished here.
我们一起祷告好不好？
Let's pray. Lord, we need you. We need your presence and your peace.
神，我们需要你，我们需要你同在，我们更需要你的平安。
And so we renew our commitment.
所以我们知道，我们这样子的交托。
To trust you.
信靠你。
In every situation.
在凡事上。
And to rejoice.
我们可以喜乐
with prayer and thanksgiving,
带着感谢的心祷告祈求
in every situation,
在凡事上
and we say we are thankful, Lord,
主我们说我们感谢
and we worship you,
我们敬拜你
and Lord, we say thank you because you do care about our peace,
我们说谢谢你，因为你的确顾念我们的平安
and thank you for giving us peace that goes well beyond our understanding,
谢谢你赐给我们的是出人意外的平安。
And more than the peace you give us yourself to be with us, thank you, Lord.
而且你将你的同在赐给我们。
Thank you for being a God of peace.
谢谢你给我们的赐给我们的是平安的。谢谢你是平安的神。
We give you ourselves again.
我们将自己信托于你。
We love you.
我们爱你。
And we say this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Thank you.